Talk Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you're not feeling good today, I don't know. It's Friday. It's Red, White, and Blue Angels week this week. The big rehearsal is today at 2 o'clock, and of course we'll be covering it here in our station and tomorrow as well. So be sure to tune in for the narration and be getting ready to enjoy the Blue Angels air show. But more than that, I feel good because one of my favorite doctors is in the house. Dr. Ben McMillan is here with us from the Neal Clinic.
Yeah. Good morning, Meg. Thanks again for having me on today. Always excited to be up here with you.
Is this going to be a week where you're going to have to deal with a lot of neck pain from people watching the Blues?
Yeah, watching everybody's necks go back and forth following those Blue Angels.
It should be a good week for you next week.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope everybody has a great time and stay safe out there. Always a great time with the Blues flying. Well, like Meg said, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor and the owner of the Neal Clinic. And thank you for listening. If you've joined us before, thank you. And if this is your first time joining us on this station, welcome. I want to start this morning with a question. If you have pain that starts in your low back and shoots down through your leg, maybe all the way to your foot, I want you to keep listening because there's a good chance you've been told to just manage that pain, when in reality, there is a structural reason it's happening. And more importantly, a non-surgical solution that most people in the city don't even really know exists. Today, we're going to talk about sciatica. What is it actually? Why so many people suffer with it for years without relief? And then we're going to go deep on something called spinal decompression therapy, specifically how it can address issues in the lumbar spine and cervical spine, that's problems in the low back and neck, what degenerative disc disease really means for your future, and why decompression is producing results that injections and pain management simply can't match. So let's get into it. Oh, and if you're listening this morning, you've got a question that you want to text in and you want me to answer. Meg, where can they send those questions to?
All you have to do is text it in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620-1620.
Yeah, if you've got questions that you want me to answer on the station this morning, I always love answering your questions. But let's get into it. Let's talk about what sciatica is. Because what I find is that most patients who come in with it have been told the word without really being told what it means. You know, oh, I've got this sciatic pain. But understanding matters. And that's because if you don't understand what's causing it, you can't make good decisions about how to treat it. The sciatic nerve is the longest nerve in the human body. It originates in your lumbar spine, starting around the L4, 5, and S1 vertebrae. And if I told you to put your hands on your hips, it's right around where your thumbs would end up. And that's where it starts, but it travels all the way through your pelvis, through your buttocks, down the back of your thigh, and all the way into the bottom of the foot. When something irritates or compresses that nerve at its source in that lower back area where it originates, you feel it everywhere it goes. That's why sciatica can feel like lower back pain. It can feel like pain in your buttocks. It can be a burning sensation down the leg, numbness or tingling in the foot, or sometimes all of the above. Sciatica really isn't a diagnosis, it's a symptom. And the most common cause is a herniated or bulging disc in that lower back that's pressing against one of those nerve roots. It's causing a physical irritation and compression on that nerve. That's what's causing the sciatica symptoms. Other causes can be things like degenerative disc disease that has narrowed that space that the nerve root exit out of. They call that foraminal stenosis in those radiology reports. If you've ever had an MRI and you see neuroforaminal stenosis, you know, which is just a big fancy word for nerve compression. Sometimes it can be a tight muscle in your hip. It's called the piriformis muscle that kind of clamps down on that nerve as it passes through that area. The treatment that works depends on which of these cases is causing those symptoms, because if we don't know what the cause is, we're not going to be able to treat it properly. That's why that diagnosis as opposed to the symptom of sciatica and getting the right diagnosis really matters. And that's why that proper evaluation is essential. I had a patient that I treated back in March this 52-year-old woman who had been working in retail for years. She's on her feet all day. And she'd been living with what she described as a hot poker running down her left hip all the way down to her knee for about 2 years, she'd said. And she'd gone to her primary care doctor who sent her out for physical therapy. She'd had 2 injections in her lower back and, you know, got a little relief for a few weeks, but the pain came right back. After we evaluated her in the clinic and talked with her about, like, what her symptoms were, what she tried, you know, it was clear that she had that disc herniation, you know, pain, coughing, and sneezing. We did some orthopedic tests. It really showed us what the symptoms were. She had had an MRI, and that cleared up everything. As soon as I got that radiology report back, I said, look, this is the cause of this stuff. You've got a disc herniation at L5-S1. So we set her up with that spinal decompression therapy at the clinic. About 6 weeks later, the burning sensation was gone. And the reason she came into my mind, I ran into her earlier this week, and she said this is the first summer she hasn't had pain down her leg in 3 years.
Wow.
I mean, she was just so excited telling me about all the stuff she was able to do this year that
It
was so uncomfortable for her to do the last few years. And she tried other things. Again, that sciatic pain is that dull ache in your buttocks that kind of gets worse if you sit for a long amount of time. If you have a long drive and you're constantly squirming around trying to get comfortable, or sitting down at your desk is bothering you all day, that's probably sciatica. If you have shooting or burning sensations that travel down the back of the leg, or if your foot's occasionally numb or tingly for no apparent reason, if that's standing up and down from the chair, you know, you kind of grimace that first few steps, that's a good indication that we're probably dealing with that sciatic nerve. If your lower back is in pain, it can be tolerable sometimes, but that leg pain is really what's affecting your quality of life. Again, that's probably that sciatica symptoms, and that's something that we treat all the time at the clinic.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and right now we have Dr. Neil McMillan. It's Ben McMillan, Bill McMillan, excuse me, oh my gosh, that was with us this morning. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620, and we do have a question. Somebody's texting in, I've suffered from sciatica most of my life. What's better, hot or cold?
I'm a big fan of cold. Okay. We talk about decreasing inflammation, decreasing that irritation on that area. Inflammation's got the word flame in it. Most people have tried heat. It's a little more comfortable than putting that cold ice pack on your back. Not this time of year, though. It's hot out there. I don't really have to talk people into using the ice packs quite as much when it's 90 degrees outside. But if you haven't tried ice on your lower back, try it. One of the other things I see people do a lot of times is they put the ice on the leg because that's where they feel the pain. You can do that. It's not going to be as effective as if you put it on your lower back where the source of that pain is, because where that physical irritation is with that disc or with the arthritis pressing on that nerve, that's where we need to reduce the inflammation. If you go to pain management and they're going to be doing injections, they don't put that injection in the back of your leg where you're feeling the pain. They put it in your lower back because, again, that's where the source is. That's where those nerves start. And that's why they're trying to decrease the inflammation with those injections.
And I got another follow-up question on this one. Do you recommend a particular brand of patch? I see the Icy Hot, Not So Hot, the Lidocaine. What do you recommend?
That's a great question. I get the, oh, yeah, I've tried ice. I use the Icy Hot all the time.
Slompaz, I think, is another one.
That's a topical that is kind of similar to, you know, when you're a kid and you bump your knee and mom rubs the knee and kisses it and it feels a little better. It's just distracting the nervous system from some of the pain. The Icy Hot feels cold, but it actually doesn't change the temperature. It doesn't bring the blood flow deep into where those nerve roots exit like an actual ice pack does.
Oh, okay. Very good.
If you're using just bags of ice, be really careful because too long of exposure to cold therapy, you can get frostbite, you can kind of get freezer burn on your skin. So about 10 to 15 minutes is all I'd want you to do at a time, a few times a day. The ice packs that we use at the Neil Clinic, they're made of clay on the inside, they're fabric on the outside. They don't make a mess on the chair, the bed, the car, the couch, wherever you use them. And they don't get that cold by design, and they don't stay that cold for too long by design. Again, too much cold exposure is bad for you, but a little bit of cold exposure will reduce that inflammatory response. So definitely try that. But if that description of sciatic pain resonated with you, I'd like to invite you in for a no-cost consultation. That's simply a conversation. my time with you at no charge to evaluate your symptoms and tell you honestly whether what we do at the Neal Clinic can help. Give us a call at 850-479-2700. And that's a good time for us to sit down and talk about what your symptoms are, what the treatments are at our clinic, and what your other alternative options are.
Got another question coming in this morning for Dr. Ben McMillan. We have a question. Are you accepting new patients? You are describing my exact symptoms.
Absolutely. We keep new patient appointments open almost every day. We can get you in the same day or within about 24 hours because I know if you're hurting, you don't want to have to wait 3 weeks to get in. The patient that texted in has been in pain for years.
Mm-hmm.
Do something about this sooner rather than later.
Okay, and you've covered this a little bit already, but one of the other questions from another listener, what is the origins of sciatica?
That depends on the health history. I mean, it can be something like prolonged sitting. It can be, I treated a patient that's a truck driver. The sitting in the truck for a long time, the small vibrations that the cars produce causes those muscles to fatigue out, and then you're putting more strain on the low back. It can be something like an injury. You picked up something too heavy. Repetitive postures and motions cause this a lot. Most of us have a desk job. Most of us sit a lot. That's why sciatica is so prevalent in our society right now, because that prolonged sitting, if you're not in a great position, if the core is not strong, that can cause a lot of those symptoms. But that's, again, what the consultation is for. How did this start? How long have you been dealing with it? What have you tried? What's been effective? What hasn't been? That's our time to kind of make sure that it's something that we can treat, because back pain can come from a lot of different things. And making sure we're understanding your symptoms and the cause of your pain allows me to treat you much more successfully than if I just say everybody that comes in the door does XYZ. That's not the way we treat you at the clinic. I need to understand your symptoms and your case to effectively treat you.
So someone just texted in, could you please give your number again?
Yeah.
I think you're striking a nerve this morning.
No, that's good. I like that, Meg.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
850-479-2700. Give Janet a call. She'll get you on our schedule as quickly as she can. You can also schedule online at nealclinic.com, NEALclinic.com. We're in network with almost every major health insurance plan. Give us all the health insurance information. Carmelo will verify all those benefits for you and talk with you after we have the consultation about what your insurance coverage is so you can make an informed decision about your care. And here's something I want to say carefully, because I have tremendous respect for the medical professionals in our community. If you've tried physical therapy or pain medication or some of those injections for that sciatic pain and only found temporary relief, that's not a failure on your part, and it's not a failure on the providers who recommend those treatments. Those are legitimate tools, and from time to time, I recommend my patients try some of those. But those tools are addressing the symptom and not the structure. And when there's a structural cause, like that disc pressing on the nerve, symptom management can really only give you temporary relief, and that pain comes back because the actual disc hasn't changed. What the injections do is an injection delivers a really powerful anti-inflammatory medication directly around the area that that nerve is. It can reduce the swelling, it's going to reduce the chemical irritation, and it can give meaningful relief, sometimes for weeks or months. What it doesn't do is it does not move that disc material that's compressing the nerve. It's not going to physically change that. The structure remains the same. When the anti-inflammatory effect of that injection wears off, that compression is still there, and then the symptoms can return. You know, it's this cycle that everybody gets in. Pain flares up, they rest, they take some medications, maybe they go in and get an injection, things calm down, you start to feel better, you go back to normal activity, that disc is still compromised, the nerve is still vulnerable, and that cycle repeats. You get the pain, everything comes back up, and you've been doing this for a long time. And sometimes it gets progressively worse because that disc continues to degenerate. That cycle has an exit, but it requires addressing what's actually happening to the disc and not just continually treating the symptoms. Now, don't get me wrong. Symptom management is an important part of this, because if you're in constant pain, you can't do the stretches. You can't do the exercises. We need to get those pain levels down a little bit, and then we can really start that meaningful structural change to fix this thing. Which brings me to what I really want to spend some time on this morning, because this is where I've seen dramatic, lasting outcomes for these sciatic patients specifically, and that's the spinal decompression therapy. And the reason it works where other treatments fall short comes down to one thing. It's the only non-surgical treatment that directly changes the environment inside the disc itself. So let's talk about what spinal decompression is compared to other treatments that a lot of sciatic patients and disc patients are currently receiving, because the clarity here leads to better decisions. Pain medication, it just reduces that perception of pain. It changes the way that your brain interprets the pain. It doesn't touch the disc. Long-term reliance carries its own concerns with the pain medication, and the moment you stop taking it, you know, if you forget it, if you run it, the prescription lapses or something, you're back to that baseline pain level. Managing pain, again, has a place in acute care, but it wasn't designed to be a long-term solution for that structural problem. It's in the name. It's pain management, not pain resolution. Those epidural injections, the injections around your spine, again, it's a legitimate and often effective intervention short-term. And it can be a useful bridge. Reducing inflammation enough to allow patients to participate in some of the decompression therapy more comfortably is a good solution sometimes. You know, if you're limping into the clinic and you can barely get up and down out of the chair, maybe we talk about starting there if you haven't tried those to get some of the inflammation down and make life a little more comfortable for you initially. But again, what they don't do is restore the disc height. They don't rehydrate the disc material or retract that herniated tissue back into where it's supposed to be. Spinal decompression that we use at Daniil Clinic using our spine med table works by generating a precise computer-controlled distraction force on the spine that creates something called negative intradiscal pressure. It's a gentle vacuum effect inside the disc, and that vacuum effect actually draws the herniated disc material back towards the center of the disc, physically reducing that nerve compression. It's going to draw in fluid and oxygen and nutrients that the disc needs to repair and rehydrate itself. We're not masking the problem. We're creating the physiological conditions for that disc to heal itself over time. I often tell patients this. Pain medication turns down that volume of your body's warning signal. It turns down that pain signal in your body. Injections, again, they reduce the inflammation around the problem. Decompression goes to work on the problem itself. All three have a role in healthcare, but if you've only had the first two, there's a third option that's worth knowing about.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Dr. Ben McMillan is here with the Neil Clinic talking about sciatica, which so many of us have had or dealt with in our lives at some point or another. So if you have a question for him, there's still time, 850-437-1620.
And if you don't get your questions in, or if you're listening and this is describing you, again, call us at the Neil Clinic. We offer a no-cost consultation, a clinical evaluation where I can tell you if you're a good candidate for decompression therapy or what another treatment plan I would recommend would look like for your specific condition. There's no obligation to that, just answers. Again, give us a call at 850-479-2700, or you can schedule online at neilclinic.com, nealclinic.com. All right, so everything we've been talking about so far has been the lower back, the lumbar spine, that sciatica. But I also want to make sure that I speak to a significant number of people listening right now who have a different set of symptoms, because spinal decompression therapy doesn't only work on the lower back. The spine med system that we have at the clinic is also designed to treat the cervical spine. That's your neck. And the results are equally as dramatic. The discs in your neck are under enormous stress. Every inch that your head moves forward from its natural neutral position, you know, ears back over the shoulder, and that happens when we look at our phone, when we lean our head forward to look at computers, or we're driving for a long period of time and your head's not leaning back on that headrest. Every inch adds roughly 10 pounds of effective load to your cervical spine.
Wow.
And over years, that translates to a lot of disc compression, a lot of degeneration, and eventually those herniations cause the stenosis in those cervical spine issues. And the nerve roots that exit your neck, they're the ones that travel into your shoulders, down your arms, and into your hands. You know, patients that have chronic neck stiffness that's typically worse in the morning, maybe you're getting those tension headaches at the base of your skull, and they kind of work forward around the front of your head, or a deep pain or ache in that shoulder area that never fully resolves. Arm numbness, tingling that goes from your shoulder to your elbow, or maybe in your forearm to your fingers. particularly when holding like a certain position. You know, if you've ever been told you have a pinched nerve in your neck, any of those kind of symptoms may indicate that you have a cervical disc involvement. And what does decompression therapy look like? What exactly does this entail? You're fully clothed, you're comfortable, you lay face up on the spine med table, and the system is calibrated either for the cervical or the lumbar traction. And again, it applies a precise distraction force to your neck or your back, creating that negative pressure that's, again, trying to bring the disc material back up into the where it's supposed to take some pressure off of those nerves. And for patients with long-standing neck pain or pain radiating down the arms, the relief can be significant. And I want to talk directly to the people out there that are working, men and women listening, the folks that drive trucks, work at construction sites, or if you're sitting in an office desk all day, or maybe standing on your feet all day on those concrete floors, your neck and your back take the burden of the work you do. The aches and stiffness you're kind of just learning to live with are not just part of getting older. Those are signals from your spine that it's under stress and could benefit from care. You don't have to, you know, wait until you're in a point of crisis before you go look for treatment. Handle this stuff when your body's telling you, hey, something is going on here. We're having aches and pains that we didn't have before. Again, those are like warning lights on your car. It's saying we have an issue here and you should address it. All right, and I want to talk a few more minutes before I finish up here about something that I see a lot when patients come in, especially in that 40 to 60-year-old range. And I think it's consistently misunderstood in a way that leaves patients feeling, you know, hopeless and more so than they need to be. Something called degenerative disc disease. And again, I want to take some of the fear out of that phrase. Degenerative disc disease is not a disease in the traditional sense. Again, it's more of a description of a process. As we age, those discs in your spine will naturally lose hydration and begin to get a little thinner. The outer rings can develop small cracks in them, and the disc's ability to absorb shock starts to decrease. And that's a natural part of aging, kind of similar to getting gray hair or needing glasses as you get older. But being told that you have that degenerative disc disease is not the same as being told you're headed for surgery. It's a starting point for a conversation, not the ending point for your options.
And we have another question from one of our listeners on Pep Talk. You're going to appreciate this. Wow. He's talking to me. Everything he's saying I'm having going on right now. I'm a local truck driver.
Yeah. I mean, I treated a guy that's, been driving trucks, these big dump trucks around. He drives to different construction sites. And he was headed up to Maine not that long ago, and he was really concerned about the long drive. His back and leg were bothering him just driving around town, and they had to go up to Maine, and, you know, a lot of different bed, long travel, a lot of sitting involved. And he said, you know, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do the trip. We were able to get him out of some of the pain just with adjustments and some therapies at the clinic. He didn't even have to get on the decompression table yet because the time frame we had was too short. Again, if you're having those symptoms, you need to do something about it. That's a sign that your body is having a physical change, and we need a physical solution for that stuff. Ibuprofen, Tylenol, Advil, those things aren't vitamins. If you're waking up every morning and taking that stuff every day, it's not because of a lack of ibuprofen in your system. That's your body's sign that something is wrong and you should be doing something about it. Again, that's why we have that no-cost consultation at the clinic, because back pain can come from a lot of different reasons, but making sure you're a good candidate for chiropractic care is the first step to treatment at our clinic. And if your case isn't a chiropractic case, I'll refer you out to the type of doctor, the type of treatments that you need to see to get some meaningful results in this stuff.
And by the way, that listener just texted back in and said, LOL, I drive a dump truck.
got a lot of those patients in my clinic. Well, again, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan. Thanks again for having me on again this morning, Meg. And thank you all for listening to Texted In Questions. Always great when you guys get to participate. We're on Creighton Road right across the street from the Walmart. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. Or you can find us online at neilclinic.com, nealclinic.com.
Thank you again, Dr. Ben McMillan. Your voice is just so soothing. That in and of itself makes my back pain go away.
Excellent. I hope it helped everybody else out there, too. If you've got questions, give Janet a call, and we'll get you into the clinic.
All right. Thank you so much, sir, for being here on Pep Talk this morning. We will be back on News Radio 92.3 right after the news.